Good morning. We're continuing with Chayodim Hilchos Shabbos, learning Klal Tes. We're discussing Rama. And we left off with the question, we have these Gemaras which seem to contradict each other, whether there is a concept of Rama as Potter in Shabbos, or do we use the concept of Melechas Machshavos to make a person Chayav on Rama. Reb Chaim Reuser in Achiezer says the following limitation on the concept of Melechas Machshavos, that it has to be something which is along the lines of a derech mekubelas, a normal way of doing the malacha. So zara is a normal way of doing the malacha. That's how winnowing is done. And that was how it was done in the Mishkan itself. He says that's not necessary. You don't have to go back to the Mishkan and say it's the same derech the way they did in the Mishkan. But it has to be something which is a normal usage, normal way to do the malacha. So a person doing the malacha in a normal way, when we say Melechas Machshavos, it has a cheshivas to it. It's in his kai machshavtoi, and he's going to be chai. But if it's something which happens derech mikra, it's not something which is a normal pattern of how to do something. So then the grama is going to be potter. So therefore, the Gemara on Shabbos and Chaf Omer Aleph, where the Gemara says that a person decides to put kalim, which will eventually burst from the heat, put out the fire, it's not a standard way of putting out fires. It's not how people normally put out fires during the weekday. It's just in a situation that's the only thing he could come up with, so he does it along those lines. So that doesn't go into the Din Melechas Machshavos. That's called something which is derech mikra, just happens to be a person doing it under these circumstances. And then the grama is going to be, the rules of grama would apply. If you have something which theoretically would seem to be a grama, but it became a standardized way of doing something, so it has a cheshivas to it, and this is how people do it, and that's what he's trying to do, so he's going to be held chayev, even though it does not meet the criteria of maisa versus grama, because of Melechas Machshavos. He does not address the case of opening the door. I would maybe suggest, according to him, even though using the wind from outside to fan the flames and increase the fire is not necessarily the standard way of doing it, but the idea of adding wind to fan the flames is a very common thing. If there's no wind blowing, if you're just getting the fire going, the wind is a problem. It puts out the fire, but once the wind is going, once the fire is going, the extra wind adds more oxygen and the flame gets larger. People use bellows to do that. The blacksmith will have a bellows which he'll blow on the fire to increase. So it's within the frame of a normal way of doing it, but I'm not sure if that's correct. So he doesn't address the question specifically from the Gemara Kuf Chaf Amud Beis. But he does put a limitation on the more Kuf Chaf Amud Aleph. The Sefer Evan Reuser puts another limitation on the Gemara. It's a Din Melechas Machshavos. It has to be something which a person is intending to do. So a person is intending to use this kayak to accomplish X. So then Melechas Machshavos makes sense, because it's this kind of machshavtoi. His intent is fulfilled. But in the case of a person is not intending that, it would go under the umbrella of the concept of the secretion or something of that sort. The person is not really thinking about trying to accomplish that. Melechas Machshavos will not apply in those circumstances, because it's not this kind of machshavtoi. And that's the milo that happens over here. Maybe the last limitation that would address this issue, the Abinezer comes along and says that the case of the more Kuf Chaf Amud Aleph, what the person really would like to happen is that the fire shouldn't reach there. He's saying, if the fire reaches there, this is what I want to happen. But you can't say that this is his goal, is that the fire should come and he should put it out. his goal is that there shouldn't be a fire. Whatever way that happens, he would be very happy and quite happy if it is extinguished before it reaches there. So that's not called a chasham b'malach on his part. He's going to be held chayiv. But flipping around to the more kuf chaf amabez, his goal is to have a larger flame. And that's when people, you know, whether he's actively trying to do that by opening the door, but the people want the fire to be larger. You can cook better, warms the house better, etc. That's the general reaction. Is something the person does want. So then, we can say melech mashavas. The concept of Hashemis allows him to be held responsible for the wind which is accomplishing it. We have a few more points to clarify in this idea of Grama, and then we'll trying to give some practical halacha l'maisa applications of it. Again, apologize for the getting so stuck in the sugyas and the different opinions, but a lot of this plays out halacha l'maisa. And it's important to understand the background to be able to follow it. So that's why we're going through this. Have a good day.